Over the past century, all kinds of unfairness and discrimination have been denounced or made illegal. We fought and are still fighting against racism, sexism, ageism, but yet another has recently been highlighted: alphabetism. This, for those of you who, like me, were unaware of such a sad affliction, refers to discrimination against those whose name begins with a letter in the second half of the alphabet. English names are apparently fairly evenly spread between the halves of the alphabet, yet a suspiciously large number of top people have surnames beginning with the letters between A and K. Thus, the current American president and vice president have names beginning with B and C respectively, and 26 of George Bush's predecessors, including his father, of course, had surnames in the first half of the alphabet, with just 16 in the second half. Even more striking, 6 of the 7 current heads of the G7 rich countries are alphabetically advantaged. The world's 3 top central bankers have names beginning with letters close to the top of the alphabet, even if one of them really uses Japanese characters. As do the world's 5 richest men: Gates, Buffett, Allen, Ellison, and Albrecht. Can this merely be a coincidence? At the start of the first year in infant school, teachers seat pupils alphabetically from the front to make it easier to remember their names. At the time, the alphabetically disadvantaged juniors may think they've had a lucky escape, yet the result may be worse qualifications because they get less individual attention, as well as acquiring less confidence in speaking publicly. The humiliation continues. At university graduation ceremonies, the ABCs proudly get their awards first. By the time they reach the Zs, most of the audience are asleep. Shortlists for job interviews, election ballot papers, conference speakers and the like all tend to be drawn up alphabetically, and their recipients gradually lose interest as they plough their way through the list. What is to be done? Awkward though it may be for the independent-minded, women can at least achieve alphabetic advancement by marrying up. However, do not give up hope, all you P's, Q's and W's. The alphabetically disadvantaged may not become presidents, central bankers or rich, but do seem to thrive at running firms. 9 of the world's 10 biggest companies, by revenues, are run by bosses with names that begin in the second half of the alphabet. An old theory is thus supported: only those who have battled against the odds will really make it in business.